What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll pay tribute to the legendary saxophonist Pharoah Sanders. He passed away last month at the age of 81. Throughout his career, Sanders worked with musicians from Indiana Avenue, and Sanders performed on the Avenue at least once during his career, appearing at the Madam Walker Theater in 1994. For the next hour, we'll be featuring Sanders' work with Naptown musicians including Freddie Hubbard, James Spalding, Slide Hampton, and others. Pharoah Sanders was born in Little Rock, Arkansas on October the 13th of 1940. Sanders rose to prominence in the mid-1960s, performing as a member of the John Coltrane Band. The music of John Coltrane had a profound influence on Sanders. Like John Coltrane, Sanders' music embraced spiritual themes and experimental performance techniques. During the 1960s and 70s, Sanders recorded several classic free jazz albums, including Karma, Black Unity, Thimby, Love in Us All, and many others. We'll start this week's show with an early session recorded by Bayrol Sanders. We'll listen to two tracks Sanders recorded with the Latin Jazz Quintet. That album also featured the legendary Neptown jazz musician Virgil Jones on trumpet. The exact date of this recording is unknown, but the session likely occurred in the early 1960s. This is the Latin Jazz Quintet with the Dues Payer and Old Bayrol Speak, featuring Bayrol Sanders on tenor sax and Virgil Jones on trumpet. That was the Latin Jazz Quintet with Old Bayrol Speak, featuring Bayrol Sanders on tenor sax and the Indiana Avenue jazz legend Virgil Jones on trumpet. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to Bayrol Sanders. He passed away last month at the age of 81. Up next, we'll hear a rare recording featuring Bayrol Sanders performing with the Neptown jazz icon Slide Hampton. We'll hear Swing One, taken from a 1979 album by pianist Hilton Ruiz, titled Fantasia, a tribute to Roland Kirk. This record was issued exclusively in Japan. Let's listen. We just heard a rare Japanese-only release from Hilton Ruiz featuring the Neptown jazz icon Slide Hampton on trombone and Bayrol Sanders on tenor sax. Sanders passed away last month. He was 81 years old. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to Sanders by looking back at his work with the Jazz Masters of Indiana Avenue. Up next, we'll hear a track from the Neptown trombonist Phil Renolin. Off his 2004 album, Inspiration, this is Phil Renolin with This One's for Train, featuring Bayrol Sanders on tenor sax. We'll be right back. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Pharoah Sanders after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the legendary free jazz saxophonist Pharoah Sanders. He passed away last month at the age of 81. Throughout his career, Sanders worked with musicians from Indiana Avenue. Pharoah Sanders was best known for his work in free jazz music, an experimental form of jazz built around improvisation. Up next, we'll hear an excerpt of Pharoah Sanders and Freddie Hubbard performing on John Coltrane's free jazz masterpiece, Ascension, recorded in 1965. That was Freddie Hubbard and Pharoah Sanders performing on John Coltrane's Ascension. In 1966, Pharoah Sanders cut a session with John Coltrane that featured the Nat Town jazz legend Killer Ray Appleton on drums. The record was titled Cosmic Music, and we'll hear an excerpt of the track Manifestation. In 1969, Pharoah Sanders released one of his most successful and critically acclaimed projects. The album was titled Karma, and it featured the Indiana Avenue jazz great Jane Spaulding on flute. The centerpiece of the album was a track titled The Creator Has a Master Plan, which featured the unique yodeling vocals of jazz singer Leon Thomas. In 2015, WFYI's Kyle Long spoke with Jane Spaulding. Spaulding shared his memories of recording The Creator Has a Master Plan.
And I think it was in 1969, you recorded with Pharoah Sanders on an album that's a real iconic album in kind of avant-garde jazz, the album Karma. You played on the song The Creator Has a Master Plan. You played flute. Is that right?
I love that.
That's such an, like I said, such an iconic, beautiful song from the avant-garde of jazz. What do you remember about working with Pharoah Sanders and making that date with Leon Thomas on the vocals? And it was such a unique record with his famous yodeling vocal style.
Oh, man, that was amazing. That was beautiful, man. First thing, I got a call from, I guess, Pharoah's manager to make this record. They're down at RCA Studios in Manhattan. I said, oh, sure, okay. We went, got through the details, and I went on down there. And there was Pharoah Sanders there in the studio warming up his saxophone. and all the band was, you know, getting, everybody was getting together, assembling their instruments, getting the drums there, and everybody was, and Leon Thomas was there. And in fact, I had already recorded Leon on the Flying Dutchman label called Spirits Known and Unknown.
Yeah, great album, yeah.
And jumping back to the recording date, RCA Studios, with the Creed as a master plan, I just walked in and took my flute out, and Farrell came over to me, you know, we talked and everything. He told me to play these notes on the flute, you know, which, you know, you can remember the flute lines that I played on there. The bass actually had the same note. Doom, doom, ding, boom, 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 ding. Boom, boom, boom. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the bass line. So he just told me to play the same notes the bass was playing. You know? And that's what I did. That was the... And Leon came in with his Creed Has a Master Plan. You know, and we did... I remember. Is that the one? Yeah, that's it. Right? We just did that one... piece,
yes.
Right? It's
yes.
A piece.
And it's about 20 minutes long, if I remember
oh,
correctly.
Oh, good. 20 minutes.
Or 30. It's 30 minutes long, actually. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's listen to Pharoah Sanders' 1969 jazz masterpiece, The Creator Has a Master Plan, featuring the Indiana Avenue jazz legend James Spalding on flute.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The Creator has a work and plan, peace and happiness for every man. The Creator has a work and plan, peace and happiness for every man. The Creator has a master plan, peace and happiness for every man.
That was Pharoah Sanders with The Creator as a Master Plan, featuring the Naptown jazz legend James Spalding on flute. That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for joining us for this tribute to Pharoah Sanders as we've explored his work with the jazz masters of Indiana Avenue. Pharoah Sanders died on September 24th. He was 81 years old. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do, do. Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do, do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.